I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Imam W. Dean Muhammad, the son of the founder of the Nation of Islam, died yesterday in Illinois at the age of 74. The cause of his death was not immediately released. Muhammad's relationship with his father and the Nation of Islam were headline news more than 30 years ago. Muhammad disavowed his father's teachings and turned the organization toward Orthodox Islam after Elijah's death in 1975. Here to remember his work and legacy are U.S. Congressman Keith Ellison from Minnesota's 5th Congressional District and Imam Daoud Walid, the Executive Director of the Michigan Chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CAIR. Gentlemen, welcome to News and Notes.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Imam, let me begin with you, because I don't know how many people know how difficult a time it was when W. Dean Muhammad separated from his father and from the Nation of Islam with a more orthodox view of Islam. Tell us how difficult that was at that time for him.
Well, actually, I was only 3 years old at the time of when that took place, that event took place. But from family members as well as elders in the community, I heard that it was a very difficult time in the transition in regards to what Imam Muhammad was trying to do. I mean, the Nation of Islam members believed that white people were inherently devils and that black men were the gods of the earth, and that a man came to Detroit, Michigan, in 1930 by the name of Farad Muhammad, supposedly from Mecca, and that he was God in the person. So the imam had a job of taking a people out of that mindset, and a lot of the mindset has to do, of course, with white supremacy and oppression, of them looking at a man being God and that white people being devils, and transforming them into a inclusive group that believes in the unity of one God who is not in the person of any man or any material being.
Congressman, you were the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. Tell us how Imam Muhammad changed the movement for black Muslims in this country.
Well, I think in many ways African-American Muslims share the same historical legacy as the rest of the African-American community. And so I think we have a heightened appreciation for the need of civil rights and human rights for all people. And so there's no doubt that Imam Muhammad was one who said, get out there, vote, participate in politics, engage in civic life, and don't be afraid to offer leadership to the whole community, not just African-Americans, but all people, people of all backgrounds and descriptions. And, of course, he was an interfaith leader and led by example. And I remember shortly after I won my election, he left Chicago and came to my parents' home. I happened to be in Detroit at the time. I'm from Minnesota, but my parents are living in Detroit. And he sat in my living room, and we talked for a good half an hour, and he gave me a lot of pastoral advice, which is ringing in my ears right now.
I had the occasion to interview W.D. Muhammad myself a number of years ago, and I found him at the time, and this was in the middle of the height of this controversy with the Nation, that he was calm and a measured sort of person. Is that how you found him, Congressman?
Absolutely. I mean, he really is a person who is calm and is a very thoughtful man. So when he said something, it was a high-quality message. It wasn't simply something to appeal to emotion and sensibility. And, you know, one of the things that I don't mind sharing with you that he said to me is that, you know, you have to remain calm and steady despite all the tumult that may come your way. And you cannot feel sorry for yourself and cannot focus on who did what to you or who said what, but have to focus on the broader mission of really elevating humanity. And to me, that really is something that I kept throughout my first term in Congress, because, of course, there have been a number of things that an ordinary person might get upset about, and I would have been upset, but I try to keep his words in mind, you know. And so, really, when I heard that he had gone to his reward, I really shook me there.
Imam, you are the head of the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Michigan. Talk about the issues that were most important to Imam Muhammad when the two of you collaborated.
Well, he was actually here less than 2 weeks ago for his annual Islamic convention. And he had actually stated in his sermon at the time, and we didn't know there was going to be a farewell sermon, but he had stated afterwards that until his funeral, that the Islamic convention for his association would be in Detroit until his funeral, and that he was looking to do big things in Detroit. One of the imam's main things that he stressed and he talked about was the relationship or the likeness between the mission of Jesus Christ and the mission of Prophet Muhammad. And he would tell his followers repeatedly that there would come a time where people, that humanity would see Jesus Christ and Muhammad together. And this is really what he stressed for us to strive for human excellence and to spread that in our communities, to do outreach with our Muslim and non-Muslim neighbors, and to try and make a better life for all Americans.
Let me bring the conversation to a close with this, Congressman. The relationship between W.D. Muhammad and Louis Farrakhan, it changed a few times, strained at a number of times because of their diverging philosophies. Very quickly, did they ever settle their differences?
No, I can't say for certain. I do know that Imam Muhammad had hopes for his counterpart to accept a more a closer version of Islam to what the Quran and the Sunnah and the Hadith actually set forward. And I know he was hopeful that that possibility of change was there. But I'll say this, that he left a lasting legacy for us as Americans. He was the first person, first Muslim to offer prayers in the United States Senate. And he was a measured, calm voice in what in a tumultuous political scene in the United States.
Gentlemen, thank you both for coming on News and Notes. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Imam Daoud Walid is the executive director of the Michigan chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CAIR, CARE, and U.S. Congressman Keith Ellison from Minnesota's 5th Congressional District.